Authorities have recovered the body of a man from the Missouri River in Sioux City. Police say that a boater spotted that body floating in the river at around 1:30 p.m. Friday afternoon. Sioux City Fire and Rescue, along with Dakota City, Nebraska, already had boats in the water doing a search for a man who either jumped or fell off the Veterans Bridge Wednesday night. Sioux City Police Officer Andrew Dutler says that the body recovered was that of a black male, aged between mid to late 20s. He says that the body was sent to the medical examiner's office for a positive identification. Many of the Lamar civic organizations have food booths at the Plymouth County Fair as a means to raise money to be used for charitable donations, scholarships, and other community-supported projects. Three of those local civic organizations are the Lamar's Kiwanis with its bakery, the Lamar's Rotary with its ice cream shop, and the Lamar's Optimists with their brats, turkey fillets, and ribeye steak sandwiches. Mike Donlin serves as the president of the Lamar's Kiwanis Club. He says although the organization will miss the revenue that would have been raised this year had the fair occurred, Donlin says that the Kiwanis is fortunate to still have past revenue that has been set aside in order to still make financial contributions.
Each year we make a plan for contributions based on the funds we raise to the various causes that affect and improve the lives of children in our community. So yes, the setback of not having our bakery this year does have an impact in that it's about the main fundraiser. About 80%+ of the budget that we set together comes from revenue we earn at the fair. But fortunately, we have over the years set aside some of the money we raised for a rainy day situation like this. So our board and the 26 members of the Kiwanis Club in Lamar are very pleased that we can still fulfill our plan for donations to children's causes this year and use some of that rainy day fund. But next year, we will certainly look forward to doing our bakery and replenishing our funds and continuing our charitable work, our service work.
Donlin says that the focus for the Lamar's Kiwanis is to support programs that benefit children, and he talks about some of the many local projects that are funded through the Lamar's Kiwanis organization.
Some of the larger ones in our budget include an annual contribution to the pediatric programs at Slate Valley Healthcare. We also have supported causes like Josh's Ride that makes bicycles for children with disabilities. We sponsor the Action Club, the local disabled citizens in our community and their activities, and they also help us with our fundraising activities and have a lot of fun with it. The local bicycle club and us work together, not just on working the bakery, but also it helps them raise revenue. The young people that work the robotics club over at Lamar's Community has been presentations and gotten donations from us. And the list goes on and on if it involves kids, including food pantry and things like that, that eventually make their way to help kids, the backpack program and things like that. So we've got a list, oh gosh, I'm sure it's a good 20-plus different contributions, large and small, that we work on throughout the year.
Donlin says that with most years, the Kiwanis Bakery, with its donut and funnel cake sales, can usually raise more than $10,000. Another civic organization with a big presence at the Pioneer Village as part of the Plymouth County Fair is the Lamar's Rotary Organization. John Schneider is the past president of the local Rotary and serves as the manager of the Rotary Ice Cream Shop. Schneider says that like the Kiwanis, the Rotary have been able to save some money to be used for this next year's for scholarships.
Well, yeah, we do, you know, make substantial profits at the Plymouth County Fair, and it is, you know, really our only and major fundraiser. Last year we did have a really good year at the fair, and so we do have some funds left over. Most of our profits from the food stand go to giving out scholarships to graduating seniors at Lamar's Community in Galen. And, you know, we do have some money left over, so we're still committed to continue with that scholarship program. There's a chance we may cut back on the amount. And, you know, we hope some of the other things we've funded, such as after-prom parties and other community activities, will probably continue to fund also, whether it be with you know, asking the members for additional contributions or just, you know, some of the funds they have set aside for buying a new ice cream machine, maybe we'll borrow from that and continue our philanthropic efforts.
Snyder says that the local Rotary Club has been able to continue holding their meetings despite the spread of the COVID-19 virus. He says that the group have been meeting at the O'Toole Park during lunch hour with everyone bringing a brown bag lunch. He says the money that has been saved from not hiring a caterer has been devoted to local food pantries and food banks.
We weren't meeting in public, and you know, we weren't getting our catered meals, and so we've you know, had that money that we have been using that weekly up until the 1st of July. We each week, or almost every week, we set aside a group in the community that we did give the money we save for paying for meals to an organization such as Christian Needs Center and the Rejoice Church Food Bank, Habitat for Humanities, those kind of organizations.
De La Mar's Optimist Club, with its nearly 30 members, operates the filling station food stand located at Pioneer Village at the Plymouth County Fair. The Optimist raises money through its sales of bratwursts, turkey breast fillets, and recently ribeye steak sandwiches, along with the kettle-cooked popcorn. Todd Ellenson is the president of the local Optimist chapter, and he says that the fair's food stand is the only means of raising funds.
Activities like backpack program, the Optimist program, and all those events, bowling party, the skating party, we've done rec nights, different things like that. Those funds are used to help do all those throughout the years. Not having the fair this year is really going to put a wrench into how we move forward with COVID. Obviously, we're trying to work around that with the assembly and stuff. We are kind of postponing things for now to kind of see, as the kids get back into school, how things shake out in terms of the numbers and how the schools are handling it, but then how do we proceed forward? So a couple things we're trying to figure out as a club is, A, how do we get creative and what events we try to do with these kids to keep them involved and encourage them to stay away from the use of drugs and alcohol, but then how we can also provide events that you know, maybe are different because we don't have maybe the funds we had in the past years to provide some of those activities.
Ellenson says that the Optimists are hoping that the fair will occur again next year. Otherwise, it will be difficult to sustain the organization and perform all the many projects associated with the local Optimist Club.